2018, Year in Review.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
As of this taping, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost close to 2,500 points this month. And this is despite the 1,300-point gain on December 26th and 27th. It appears that the stock market is going through a belated correction. During the last 12 months, 2.4 million new payroll jobs were created nationally, the same as during 2016, a 1.7% growth. Lehigh Valley, however, was not that lucky. Total number of payroll jobs increased by 3,900 in the greater Lehigh Valley area, which also includes Carbon, Warren counties, an increase of 1.0%. This is despite the fact that layoffs and the pool of labor in the valley have dropped to where they were during the valley's past tight labor markets. After all, we are in the eighth year of this recovery. The first half of 2018 was great if you were selling a property. Also, the number of residential units sold in the valley had been running relatively constant since the middle of 2017. Average price of gasoline in 2018 rose 13% above its 2017 level. On average, we paid $2.73 for a gallon of gas in 2018, well above $2.42 we paid last year, and $2.15, the lowest gasoline prices in a decade, and we paid that in 2016. But we forget that we used to pay more than $3 a gallon just a few years back. However, the economic headline grabbers for 2018 are stock prices and the impact of the tax reduction bill. As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average has not only lost all its gain for the year, but has dropped 6% below its last year's close. The tax reduction bill did have a direct impact on the economy, significantly increasing consumption during the second and third quarters, a phenomenon some economists call a sugar high, implying its temporary nature, which is supported by data. And of course, as part of President Trump's election promises, we expect the introduction of a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. This is a very important policy, which hopefully will be debated in the Congress as to all its details. There is no question that U.S. roads and bridges are well overdue for repair and rebuild. And most economists believe that infrastructure expenditures have the highest multiplier and the highest spread effect on the economy. That is, the biggest bang for the buck. The only question is how to pay for it, considering that the national debt has already increased by 10% in only 2 years. And this is despite the roaring economy we live in. The nonpartisan CBO's projection shows deficits increasing significantly every year during the 10-year life of its projections. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY, wishing you a happy new year.